Hey, what's going on? I'm Paul Allen, and this is Vikings Game Plan from Mankato, home of Minnesota Vikings training camp off of playoff season. We won 10 last year. Let's win more this year. Let's just go out and win the division. We have the MVP. We have a very talented and young team, as you will learn during the course of today's Vikings Game Plan. Let's take it from Mankato to the Meadowlands. So let's kick off the 2013 season. Boom! Here we go. It's the 2013 season and the final one at Mall of America Field. The journey commences with training camp in Mankato off a 10-6 playoff season last year. Adrian Peterson is back off 2,097 yards rushing and 12 rushing touchdowns. He is the reigning NFL MVP. Quarterback Christian Ponder amassed 5 TDs against just one pick the final four last year and is aiming to use this training camp and preseason games to jumpstart a positive season. He'll be throwing to a couple of new guys in former Packer Greg Jennings and rookie speedster Cordarrelle Patterson, a big and fast receiver from Tennessee taken in the first round. Christian will also continue to grow with potential superstar tight end Kyle Rudolph, who had 9 touchdown catches last year and was the MVP of the Pro Bowl. Defensively, a couple of rookie first-rounders in cornerback Xavier Rhodes and defensive tackle Sharif Floyd will be called upon to change games out of the gate. Head coach Leslie Frazier talked with us in Mankato about what he expects from said duo up to the regular season opener at Detroit.
No doubt about it. We're counting on our draft picks to really come in and help us out in this 2013 season. And much like what we needed a year ago from our young players, we're going to need it again. We need those guys to step up and help us out.
Leslie, through rookie camp, organized team activities, mini camp, and now early in training camp, have you been able to kind of identify the personality of the team, or is it still ever developing?
I still think we're evolving from a personality standpoint. We have an idea of what we want our identity to be, and we've talked about that, but with so much turnover in our league, and as you're trying to shape your roster, you still are determining your personality, and that's a part of what training camp is all about.
The quarterback, Christian Ponder, in his second full season as a starter, heading into preseason and the Lions game. And because he's the quarterback, a lot of people will focus on that. Meanwhile, defensively, Alan Williams is in his second full season coordinating a defense. What will be different for him now that he pretty much knows everything to expect?
I think the fact that the players are more comfortable with him and, of course, vice versa. He's more comfortable with our players and what their strengths and weaknesses are, has a better idea of what they can and can't do, and that's going to help our football team. That's going to help our defense. He's going to be so much further ahead because he's had a year on his belt as a coordinator in our league.
What about you as a head coach up to the first preseason game? We have the Houston Texans, Mall of America Field, coming up with the first preseason game. Anything different for you?
Just trying to shape our roster and get a good evaluation of our players so we can continue this process of trying to determine who's going to be our final 53. So every day, you know, you're tossing and turning and trying to figure out where guys are and who might fit what you're trying to get accomplished.
What about the linebacker depth chart? You know, let's say Greenway, Aaron Henderson, Desmond Bishop. Let's stop there. After that, it looks like a heck of a battle.
You're exactly right. I was thinking about it last night. We had one of our personnel meetings, and when Rick and the scouts were in there, we were just talking about the personnel at linebacker. We have some depth there that we haven't had in a long time, so I'm anxious to see how it plays out over the course of this preseason.
How's Greg Jennings acclimating?
I think he's doing well. I think his teammates are getting adjusted to him. He's adjusting to his teammates well. You can see the athleticism on the football field that we've all watched from a distance. So we're glad that he's a Viking.
What an absolute benefit you have, too, heading into the season. Matt Khalil in his second year. Phil Loadholt got the new deal. Mm-hmm. So you have those two tackles, arguably the best tackle tandem in the NFL. You look around the rest of the division, you got offensive line battles all over the place. You guys are set at tackle. That's pretty good.
Oh, our entire offensive line, the continuity, returning our entire line back, that's a big thing in our league. And the way we try to structure our offense, it's important that we have that continuity, that we can have that cohesiveness between our offensive lines. So we think that puts us ahead a little bit. We want to be a dominant front with our offensive line, our defensive line, and the fact that we have everyone returning, that's a plus for us.
Now that you're able to bang around in pads at this stage of training camp, preseason coming up, is it easier to get a gauge on what Sharif Floyd can do outside of rookie camp, OTAs, and mini camp with no pads?
Oh, without question, for our offensive line and defensive line, this is where we really get a chance to figure out, you know, who's where. And without pads, it's a little bit tougher for those linemen to really show what they're capable of doing. So these pads make a big difference for them.